Are you looking to take your entrepreneur skills to the next level? Well, you're in the right place. Welcome to the Woke Marketer Podcast with your host, Sam Sprague.
Alrighty, folks. I know I've been incognito for about a month or so. Been trying to continue doing some business building, plus setting up new partnerships and got a bunch of new clients on board. So, you know, that's my excuse right there. I know it's not a good one, but it is one. Needless to say, I do want to get back on here and start hammering out some good content. So today, what I want to discuss with you is what I've been doing over the past week. And that is creating a course. Actually, this has been since like last year, legitimately. I have like videos strung out all the way since last year. But this week, thanks to Andrew Walton, my buddy Andrew Walton, he like basically lit the fire into my ass and was like, dude, you got to get it done. A couple things I figured out for making a course. Number one, you got to have a good outline structure. Otherwise, it's just going to be like rambling nonsense here and there. And number two, you know, this is the biggest piece that I really took back. I kind of dissected, you know, when I went to college and I took courses and courses that I loved, and it was like, what were the difference makers? And really what it was about, and really anything, right? Whether it's reading a blog post, taking a course, watching a video, it doesn't matter. It's all about the value in that content. So that's like, that was my main priority, was to just offer valuable insight. What I learned to do was, you know, and this is for anyone who wants to create a course. And this is, mind you, I'm not talking about coaching. That's something completely different. Something I don't necessarily disagree with, but, you know, it depends, right? If you're, 19 years old, like my younger sister, and want to be a life coach, then it's like, okay, what the hell? But if you have legitimate experience too that you can coach on, or something very, very specific, all right, got your back, totally, completely, I agree with it. Not only that, but as long as it's more than just an accountability system, if your coaching is just an accountability system, that's BS. Let's be honest. I mean, honestly, you can argue with me about that all day long, but let's be honest with ourselves, that's BS. All right, so moving on from that little rant. The point is, when you create a course, start off with creating your course content, okay? Well, I mean, excuse me, your course outline. So you outline the content that you're going to be creating. Start with your main chapters, your modules. Kind of decide ahead of time, like how long each video is going to be. I like to keep things under 10 minutes, 10, 15 minutes max, just because I like them to be edible. Yes, I'm a huge fan of content that's awesome, but I tell you what, if you have content packed into an hour and a half, people are going to have to watch that piece a million times, all right? So what if you were to take something that's an hour and a half and break it down to 10-minute episodes, that's 13 episodes, people would love it even more, right? Because they could watch one at a time, dissect it, think about it, retain the information. Honestly, I'm one of those people, and I don't know if it's just me, maybe I'm weird, but if I read a blog post or see something, ingest some sort of awesome content, I will literally stop what I'm doing, get up and go walk around and just think about it. And I'll just like, what's that? I remember hearing this back in eighth grade, right, when we were trying to learn Spanish, and it was like, you have to ingest some stuff up to like 40, 45 seconds before you can really retain it. And so when, you know, you're learning a new language, it's like, you got to repeat this over and over and over again, which I don't necessarily agree with. But the point is that you really just have to like take hold of that and like store it in your brain housing unit, right? So that's what I try to do. Not only that, but it allows me to kind of decompress and sort of take self-inventory of what I just learned. So that's a big piece of it, right? So no matter what you're trying to teach, number one, offer value. Number two, make it edible, right? Because if you have something that's super valuable, but you can't teach it, or there's no way for people to then take it from you and learn it, then it doesn't matter. It's invaluable, right? It's just, it doesn't make any sense. So think about it like that. If it's something super technical, break it down to even smaller bits, okay? You know, I remember going to school for economics and like it just clicked across the board. Every time I took a course, it was amazing. But there were a ton of people in those classes that were just like, I have no clue what just happened, right? So think about it. Think about your audience, who you're going to be putting this in front of, And then also do it like me. So I didn't do it in the hopes that I would actually make money off it. I don't really care, right? The idea was, and the concept behind it was, I was tired of all these other course creators, advertisers, marketers, guys who are just full of it, who, you know, won the lottery, ran some ads, won the lottery, and like, you know, knocked it out of the park the first time around, which is great. That is awesome. But that's not consistency. That's, you know, that there's no processes behind that. There's no methodology behind it. It's just like you got super lucky and now you're going to like try to make, you know, $1 million off of that one little thing, which granted, okay, we're in a free society. You can do that. But me personally, I just got fed up with it. I've taken just about every course under the sun, especially involving advertising. Anytime something new comes out, I'll pay for it. I'll pony up. I'll lose the money, right? Just to see if I can just take like one little piece of new, fresh perspective or content from that. So for me, it was really about putting out a course on Facebook advertising that really breaks it down, like simply, for lack of a better word, stupidly, right? That way everyone can really digest it and learn from it, but then also understand, and this is the biggest piece, right? Is that everything takes time. It takes patience. There is no like just automatic way to make 10x or 100x. A lot of those stories you hear are BS. When you look at growing a business, it's all about the processes, okay? That's how you make your money, because at the end of the day, it's about grinding. And how do you grind well? You create processes that are repeatable and scalable, okay? So taking all that, maybe once we get this course up and running, I'll drop a mention and post a link or something like that. But for the time being, when we're talking about courses, coaching, things of that nature, we really have to step back and understand what sort of value are we absolutely giving. This is even before you're like deciding that you want to charge people for the information. It's just all about value. You can figure out the whole money aspect afterwards, but figure out the value. Figure out what you're going to be teaching. Figure out how you're going to break it down into edible pieces and into chapters, sort of like a book. And then, you know, of course, at the end of the day, make sure it's legit and it's not full of, you're not full of BS like a lot of other people out there. All right, guys, take it easy.
Thanks so much for listening to this episode of The Woke Marketer Podcast. If you enjoyed today's episode, please leave a review and subscribe. And for more great content and to stay up to date, visit spragmedia.com. We'll catch you next time.